We're very privileged to have Rabbi Weinreb, who is the Executive Vice President of the OU with us, Rabbi Dr. Tzvi Hirsch Weinreb. He was just in Eretz Yisrael during the war with Hezbollah. Maybe he'll say a few words about that. I know that he enjoys very much programs such as this, where we have Kanayin Ahara, all different kinds of Yidden come together, different kinds of Jews from all over the world and different types. Rabbi Safran, who has spoken to the ASCO-U before, has said that he envisions when Mashiach comes that the group that will greet him will be like the ASCO-U, all different kinds of Jews. And I think the OU prides itself that it's able to have connections with all different Yireim Ushleimim. And the one who spearheads this feeling throughout the OU is, in fact, Rabbi Weinreb. It's a great kavod for me to introduce Harav Tzvi Hirsch Weinreb Shlita.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Grossman. I'm sure other people have thanked Rabbi Grossman, who really is the koach behind this program and so many other of our educational programs. He deserves a tremendous hakaras hatov from all of us. The truth is that Rabbi Grossman took away at least the theme of what I wanted to say, but I'll maybe approach it from a little bit of a different angle. And I'll do it by sharing with you a story. The story has gotten around a little bit, so if you heard it before, please don't give away the punchline. I'm with the OU now about 4.5 years. And when I came, so the OU is very many different things. You're exposed to the kashrus part, but that's a very big part, maybe the biggest part, but it's certainly not the only thing that we do. And as we go on, I'll tell you some of the things that we do that are important that you know about. But one of the things we do is we have an office in Washington. We have a program called the Institute for Public Affairs. And we lobby in Washington, we advocate in Washington for the interests of the Orthodox Jewish community. Just recently, we helped with the Eruv and Tenafly, which was a court case. We're helping the very wonderful chesed that the Square Hasidim have in the hospital, Good Samaritan Hospital outside of Muncie. The neighbors are giving them a hard time. It's come to the courts, and we're working, helping them with that. And we do various things that are of a political nature, and it's based in Washington. So the head of our office there is a man named Nathan Diamond. And he asked me, okay, you're here now in the OU already a couple of months. Come down to Washington and I'll introduce you to all the senators and congressmen. Maybe we can see the president. So finally I went down. It was a time in March. And it was just after Purim. Purim that year, if I recall, was on a Tuesday. I came down the next 2 days after on a Thursday. And we spent the whole morning. We went to the Senate. We went to visit the senators from New York and from other places. And then we had the opportunity in the evening to go to the White House. The president himself, President Bush, was not there that day, but various of his assistants were there, including two of them who were Jewish. One was then the president's advisor on domestic affairs, whose name is Jay Lefkowitz. He's since left, and he is a traditional Jew, a Shomer Torah mitzvahs, who came back to New York to go into the law business. The other person, who was like the president's chief staff worker, took care of the president's office, and it was like kind of a shamus to the president, his name was Joshua Bolton, not to be confused with John Bolton, who's from the UN now, who's a strong supporter of Israel. But this Josh Bolton since became the president's chief of staff. He's a very important person now. Then he was basically in charge of, you'll see what he was in charge of. Whereas Jay Lefkowitz was a knowledgeable Jew, he went to a yeshiva, and he knew. Bolton, well, married to a Jewish woman, really knew that very little about Yiddishkeit. But so we told him we're here, and which was just Purim, and we're here to give the president Mishloach Monas. And do you know what Mishloach Manos is? So he says, ah, of course I know what Mishloach Manos is. But I have to tell you something, Rabbi. Chabad was here 2 days ago. Chabad came on Purim. All right, so we gave him, all right, you know, Purim, you know, of course, Purim spreads out earlier, a few days, but not later. But here, it was already Tezayin, so it was beyond Purim, but nevertheless, we left him with the Mishloach Manos. So he said to me, okay, that's Mishloach Manos from you to the president. The president would like to give you Mishloach Manos, because the president loves M&M candies. And he has here, and he saw in his office, which is, the president's office was where Rabbi Grossman is, and his office is right here, no further. But he had there cartons, like you see in a grocery store, and the cartons were all M&M's, specially packed boxes of M&M's, white instead of the old colors, and it had the presidential seal on it. So he says, the president likes to give away M&M's, the president would like you to have a few boxes of Mishloach Manos from him. How many grandchildren, we were talking about my family, how many grandchildren do you have? That's how many boxes I'll give you. And he starts taking the boxes, and he says to me, you know, it has the president's seal on it. When he said that, suddenly hit me. This is Mamisha Hisoridus, you know, Isarusa Deliela. Came to me, and I said to him, Mr. Bolton, it also has my seal on it. So he looks at me like I'm crazy. Like, what do you mean? He says, it's the president's seal, you know, with the stars and the eagle. And I say, it has my seal on it too. He couldn't imagine. So I said, look at the ingredients. And sure enough, on the side of the box, it had the ingredients, all the ingredients, and afterwards it said, O-U-D. So he looks at it, and he says, ah, I see. But he says, O-U, I understand that O-U is Orthodox Union. But what does the D stand for? So I said to him, well, again,
Democrat.
What?
Democrat.
Okay, that's the punchline, you gave it away. That was the second, this Arusa Deliela. So I told him, Mr. Bolton, I assure you it does not stand for Democrat. I said not to give away the punchline. That's only the beginning of this story. This was Purim time. President Bush makes every, the only first president to do this, every Hanukkah, he makes a Hanukkah party. And they have people that come and light menorahs, and they sing songs. The Marine Band, 80 pieces, Marine Band, plays not Moz Tzur, but I Had a Little Dreidel. You know, all right, and they sing it, and I was invited to go to the Hanukkah party. The whole story of the Hanukkah party is the president gives to a yid to light candles. Usually, it's a little child, and they sing and everything, and then you get online and you shake hands with the president, you take a picture, and that's the party. The president and his wife. So I was online, and there's a big Marine who stands there, Mamish, 6'6" Marine, and he gives you the introduction to the president. So if you're face, the rabbi of Chattanooga, Tennessee, he will say, Yankala, the rabbi from Chattanooga, Tennessee. So I'm walking with my wife, and he says, Rabbi and Mrs. Tzvi Hirschweinreb, Executive Vice President of the Orthodox Union, Mr. President. So I shake his hands, and he looks at me and says, Orthodox Union. I know about you guys. You're the guys with the M&M's. So it's an opening. So I say to him, like I say, Aseres Bnei Haman, you know, Bnei Shema Achas. I say to him, Mr. President, it's not just M&M's. It's also, we have NCSY, which is a program for youth. We have Yachad, which is a program for the developmentally disabled. We have a program in the former Soviet Union. We have a program on the college campuses for collegiate youth that need hadrocha. I didn't say hadrocha. Guidance. We have programs for synagogues. We have programs in Eretz Yisrael. I gave him a whole list. That was Hanukkah. Next time, this spring, maybe 4 months later, I was invited to be like the token Jew at a White House event celebrating charter schools. Along with vouchers, there are such things called charter schools, which this president supports. And they opened a charter school in Southeast Washington, a big school, and they're all African-American, I want to be politically correct, all African-American people. And he needed a couple of white faces. So he invited the Bishop of Washington, whose name is McGoldrick, something like that, an Irishman, and he invited me. right? When he sees me, he looks at me from a distance because there are a bunch of people between us. He looks at me and he says like this, like this, and he says, I know, it's not just M&Ms. So what I want to tell you is that it's not just M&Ms. You're here for a week, you're learning about kashrus from people who are really the experts, both in the halacha and in the mechanics and technical aspects of kashrus. And in Yitz Hashem, you'll use it for the benefit of Klal Yisrael, both the physical benefit of allowing people to have a wide variety of food that they can eat, but also for the halachic benefits that people will mamash eat things that are 100% kosher, kadasu kadin, according to people who are really experts, both in training and in teaching and everything like that. And you'll have, you're already starting to have a wonderful week. It's a wonderful program. And of course, the fact that it's a diversity of people, people from different backgrounds, different ages, different chugim, this is a wonderful, wonderful thing, and it's something that we try to emphasize as much as possible. I really am proud of the many programs that we do in kashrus and other areas where you look at the crowd, and it's not just this crowd or that crowd or this kol yarmulke or that kol yarmulke or this uniform or that uniform. We have it in our conferences, the Masorah conferences, which are also run by Rabbi Grossman, which are so fascinating and so interesting. We have a wide variety of people. And we also have it in our other programs. We do programs like Yachad for the developmentally disabled, and we have a Shabbaton that I try to go to every year. So in the Shabbaton, we have such a wide variety of people. We have people from the Hasidic communities. We have people from non-Orthodox backgrounds who want to have a Jewish environment for their disabled children and who do it through this program called Yachad. And we have so many other wonderful programs, which I think you should be aware of. It's not just M&Ms, it's not just kashrus, it's also NCSY, which reaches 15,000 beligusma, 15,000 kids without or with a minimum a Jewish background every year. I always say, and I will defend this even to competitors in the Kira field, that NCSY is the largest, except maybe for Chabad, the largest and the most effective Kiruv organization in the world, without any exception. No one else reaches as many people. At the age, we reach them at the high school age, which is probably the best age to reach somebody. And the products of NCSY are all over the place. There are Rabbonim in major towns in Eretz Yisrael who are NCSY products, Rosh Kollel all over the world who are NCSY products, and Kosher Balabatim all over the world who are NCSY products. We have our political work that we do. We have our work that we did in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Grossman mentioned I just came back last week from Eretz Yisrael. We have now on the ground in Eretz Yisrael 38 centers, usually outside the areas where from Jews are accustomed to being. Outside Yerushalayim, outside Bnei Brak, outside the Rananas and the Beit Shemeshes of Eretz Yisrael, where we do youth work and adult kiruv work. The youth work is called Makom Balev. The adult kiruv work is called Kehilot Yisrael. In this last crisis, 7 of those 38 buildings that we have are in the north, Tzfas, Feria, Nahariya, Haifa, etc., Kiryat Shmona, Maalot, and they have become centers for relief efforts. When the rockets were falling, and I just have the experience of seeing rockets fall, not a very very nice experience, but when the rockets were falling and people were in shelters, so we had our volunteers, along with other volunteer organizations. I'm not saying we're the only one doing it, many were doing it, but we were doing it going from bomb shelter to bomb shelter, at first with food, then with toys for kids, then taking kids out of the shelters for little camp experiences. We're working with people who were refugees. One of the hardest things to see is people who are the same as me and you, who 2 days ago were living in Tzfas and Tveria, whatever, Datiyim, Nish Datiyim, but people, just ordinary people who had to leave with a suitcase, and that's it. They don't know where they are, where they're going. Because of this one's chesed, they can spend 2 nights here, but what's going to be after these 2 nights? All of these images, very, very hard to see. And Baruch Hashem, now it's quiet, and hopefully it will stay quiet. But the thing to remember is that It's not just M&M's. Our emblem on the M&M might be just an OU, but our emblem on the stationery is OU, and at the bottom, Torah mitzvahs. Anything that will help advance Shmiras HaTorah, Shmiras HaMitzvahs among Jews of all kinds, anywhere, that's what we're all about, and that's what we're trying to do. So, Baruchim HaBoyim, and much Hatzlocha, and Sivich Simetoyva.
I just want to tell a follow-up story to Rabbi Weinrib's story about Josh Bolton. This year, when the OU went to Washington, Rabbi Weinrib wasn't there this year, so I don't know if you've heard the story. But Josh Bolton, who was then the newly installed chief of staff, spoke, and he told two stories. But one story is actually a follow-up to Rabbi Weinrib's story. He said that President Bush, he said, has always been sensitive to the fact that he is, unbeknownst to you, a person who keeps kosher. And whenever he goes down to Crawford and he said the president is roasting pig and all kinds of chazarai, that they've always set aside for him a kosher meal, and was usually a portobello mushroom. They roasted it on their tray for thing, but anyhow, Ricky Reagan's not yet. So he said he's happy to the first Jewish group that he's meeting since he became chief of staff is the OU, and that you should be aware that he always looks for OU himself on products. So he tries to keep kosher. Says he doesn't want to say that he's a knowledgeable Jew, but he certainly is a proud Jew. And he told this story. When he was appointed to the cabinet, initially he was an assistant to the president, and when he was first appointed to the cabinet, he became head of the office of OMB, which is a cabinet level position. And when he came to the cabinet, he read in Hebrew the tefillah for Shalom HaMedina, and blessing for the president and the vice president and so on. And he told the story. He said that Veterans Affairs. His name is Seligman. So in the Washington Post, when he was, they said that President Bush had only one Jew in his cabinet, this fellow Seligman. And I think his name was Seligman. So Seligman calls Josh Bolton. He says, "What should I say? You know, I'm not Jewish." So Bolton says, Josh sends it back a note, "Listen, say nothing except the compliment. A small operation will follow." So when Bolton was appointed to the cabinet and became head of the Office of Management and Budget, so at the first cabinet meeting when he read this tefillah, so Seligman sends him a note across the cabinet table and says, "Nice to have another Jew in the cabinet."